Welcome to the podcast with no name. This podcast has been brought to you by Partner Hero, people without borders, without limits.
Welcome to our podcast. My name is Larissa Aguirre. I am a support associate here at Partner Hero. So is my co-host, Mr. Daniel Hernandez. He is also on the verge of becoming a manager, someone with lots of experience in the support community. How long have you been in support for already?
I've been in support for about 5 years on and off.
Are you serious? That's a long time.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Time flies. It's unbelievable how you engage in this community for like the first time and you're like, okay, let's see what this is all about. And before you know it, 5 years go by. And you're already, you know, on the verge of being promoted and doing whatnot.
That's great, though. It's been 5 years and you're now transitioning into a managerial role. So you get to influence lots of people. So based off that, this is the intro to today's topic. We're going to talk about working in the support community and the myths and common misconceptions of working in this community. So lots of different opinions, lots of different thoughts on the matter. Let's start with some of the most common misconceptions of working in the support community. Based off an article I was looking up, some of the most common myths are that usually your customers want in and out as fast as possible when it comes to getting a solution. I think that this is not always the case. I've only been in support for 1 year, officially. I've worked in a support-driven company for the last 2 years approximately, but before that, I had not been involved in support, and I've been officially doing support for a startup for a little over a year now. So definitely lots of more experiences coming off from your end, I think. But one of those myths, let's talk about, do you think that it's true in every scenario about how customers want in and out as fast as possible?
You know, it's funny. When I started working in the support community, everything was so mechanical. Everything was scripted. The partner I used to work with was like, you know, just say this, say that. And that's it.
Right.
You're in and out. You know, you're trying to find a solution and that's it. Don't show emotions. Your empathy has to be minimum. You know, very mechanical. It was It was like they were teaching us and showing us, you know, this is how a robot does it. Please stick to it. All right. And amazingly, when I started working with Partner Hero, that was completely different. Mm-hmm. All right. The partner that I'm with right now, they are so human and they take into consideration the emotional state of the customer, and based off of that you're going to craft your email so that you not only solve the problem, you know, but also appeal to their emotions and tell them, hey, you know, I'm trying to help you,
right,
but I'm also here for you, you know, to be more than just of help to you.
Providing a pleasant experience, I think, is one of like the major components of what we do now. And actually, this is something funny. I don't consider this support experience just because that was hell to me. But I used to be an interpreter for people that needed assistance on the phone and couldn't speak in English, and they needed to speak with someone that only spoke English. Wow. So I was the vendor for them, and I would do live interpretation for them. So they would say something in Spanish, I would translate in English, and backwards, on and off, on and off.
How was that experience?
That was, the job itself was terrible. And I think that this is a great way to start to talk about the support community here in our country. We've only been doing it for so long. And my first experience was with this company doing live interpretations or translations.
Okay.
The environment was terrible. The environment was terrible. And much like you said, it was only done to, you know, make sure that you did the job, stuck to the script, basically be a robot. It was extremely mechanical. There was absolutely no culture. There was no community, I think. And that was probably why, to me, that was such a bad experience. I did not feel rewarded for the job I was doing. I was not, you know, feeling happy or comfortable with the job I was doing. But that was mainly because of the company itself. The work I was doing, it was helpful. It was good. Right. I was helping other people. And I did feel pride in that. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But I think that the lack of a community here for support in Honduras back then, of course, back in like 2014, I think, was very, very non-existent. That has changed, though.
It has changed a lot. And I think Partner Hero has had a great impact because there are people that have worked in other companies within the business park here in San Pedro Sula, and we've had people input on, hey, I come from a company where they tell us to be robots. Hey, I come from a company where they really don't care about us. Hey, mm-hmm. I come from a company where the environment is great, but the work is not fulfilling. You know, many people from different companies have partnered and you know, we've worked together with a lot of them. And sharing those experiences, we've been able to improve the environment here at Partner Hero. And, you know, with Shervin's vision on what he wanted this to be originally has really come through. And he's totally been able to transmit that onto us. And I think we're doing a great job, you know, just creating this great environment that actually motivates you to come to work and foremost, right?
Totally. I agree. And it's funny now that you say that, because actually just today as I was coming into the park, I was getting in the elevator and two of the most recent hires from our company were talking. Apparently they used to work at a different support center here at the business park before.
Yeah.
But one of those typical ones, you know, where they don't really respect the associate as a human being, rather they just use it as a workforce.
Right.
And the one that has a bit more tenure here at Partner Hero told the other one, so what's it like? Do you like it? And he said, from day one, man, I loved it. It's so different. And the other one, the first one, goes ahead and says, right, it's nothing like the crew back over there, right? And he said, totally. It's super different. The environment is so different. So I think that Partner Hero is definitely a pioneer when it comes to starting to create this culture.
Totally.
Because once you have not only a culture but a support system, it's easier, it's better. One of the things that I was reading up from the Support Driven newsletter is a very interesting quote from them. Growth is exponentially easier when you have a support system. And your support system can be anybody from, you know, your teammates, your family, your friends, your significant other, even your dog. I don't know if you talk to your dog too often.
Oh, you have no idea.
Do you talk to Vader a lot? Does he reply back to you?
He does not. He just looks at me weird and tilts his head. And I'm like, all right, I hope that means that you got it.
He got it. I'm sure he did. Yeah. But based off of that, yeah, I think it's way better when, you know, you do have a support system that understands what you're going through and also understands where you're coming from as someone who belongs to the support community. And just now, our generation is starting to form that community here in Honduras, because right, our generation was definitely the one that started this whole movement over here in the country.
Exactly.
And now you're seeing people that are educating themselves specifically to be able to perform this role from high school. Like, people are now getting an education over here in order to be able to take on a role and support over here in our business parks. So this is an industry that's growing, and it's up to us to make it something that future generations really do want to work on and they feel proud about.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, some of the soft skills that people don't even consider or don't even think about when they begin working in the support community is communication.
Totally.
You know, there's this article that I read on teamhighly.com that basically goes over the 10 soft skills for customer service jobs, right? When you come into when you start supporting in customer service, you don't realize it, but your communicating skills are evolving as time goes by, you know? And people just say, all right, so I'm just going to go answer phones, help people, and then I'm out and I get paid for it. No. You're actually learning the vocabulary to begin with. You're learning how to phrase things properly, and you're learning how to structure a sentence so that it makes sense and the message goes through. People don't take that into consideration, you know? And it's amazing that without knowing, like, you are improving as a professional, you know? You're self-developing yourself, obviously with the help of, you know, senior management mm-hmm. and your team lead and whatnot. But it's pretty amazing how we don't take those things into consideration, you know?
I think it all goes back to having a larger mindset. Rather than just thinking of this as a job to pay the bills and a place to come into work and do the job mechanically, think of it as a place where you're developing yourself. Whether this isn't what you ultimately want as a career goal, but this is still going to help you in whatever it is that you decide to do as a career afterwards.
I agree.
Having proper communication and communication skills that are on point in order to be able to deliver a message effectively is going to be able to help you in whatever field you decide to go into. So it's definitely useful. And going back to just not developing those soft skills, but also being part of something that's larger than just you and having a culture.
Right.
Over here at Partner Hero, not only are there so many resources and people to talk to help you develop yourself and your soft skills, but it's also made available so easily. And I think that's part of the remote culture that we have had in the company since day one.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between, you know, becoming local and being a company that decides to try local. Help Scout and some of their blog posts, I don't know if you've read many of them, but I'm actually a huge fan of Help Scout and their blog posts.
Yeah, I
am.
I get the newsletter.
They have amazing content like 100% of the time.
Yep.
They have this one article called What We've Learned Building a Remote Culture, because when you go to their about page, they're actually a remote company. They call themselves that. Yeah. And they have associates from approximately, I think, 75 different countries or so.
Wow.
So this is like a pillar of their company and who they are.
Right.
And they speak about how there's a difference between being a company that started as a remote culture and being a company that has, you know, a on-site culture and decides to try a little of the remote culture. So if you want your company, they say, to be a company with remote culture, if you want your remote company culture to be all or part of your culture mix, you have to be remote first. And Partner Hero has done that, I think, definitely, to be remote from the start. Yeah. And the effectiveness of your culture revolves around how information flows. If you think about it, this is so true. Information needs to be easily accessible, and it needs to be not only accessible, but also easy to understand for everyone, regardless of where you are, what your culture is, what your language is. As long as you're able to understand it in the one same common language, which in this case would be English.
Right.
And that is so true about Partner Hero, I think. Information is easily accessible. You can get around it. You can know about the company. You can know about your job, about the job of others and how they do it. And not only is it that's information that's available, but also we are exposed to different cultures. We are exposed to different cultures thanks to the people that come and visit us.
Right. For example, yeah, totally. I mean, we were at the SDX conference a couple of weeks ago in Portland, and we got the chance to meet Leonor, who's from Brazil. She's an associate from Brazil. She's an amazing human being. And did you know that she can actually speak about 5 languages? I think 5 or 6 languages.
She's a polyglot? Wow.
Yes, she's lived all over the world. I mean, it's pretty amazing and it's so interesting. She's based in Brazil and she works with Killian, another remote associate who has actually visited us here in Honduras a couple of times, right?
A couple of times, yeah.
He was here last week, right?
About a week ago or so?
Yeah. All right, yeah. So, I mean, we have all these amazing people from all over the world. Now we have an office in Berlin, and there are some remote associates in Japan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people from all over the place, and believe it or not, I mean, when you get a chance to like speak to them on Slack or something, there's always something that you can take away from them.
Totally.
Either from their culture, from the way that they are, from the way that they work. And that is so cool, you know, to meet all these people and for them to visit, or we can go visit or whatever. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is. And it's that being able to relocate easily, being able to go and expose yourself to different cultures, to a different way of doing things and doing work, that like it feeds you and it makes you see things, and the way you work yourself when you come back to your homeland and work, it makes you do things differently and want to improve. I bet you got that when you came back from your trip.
Yeah, totally. And did you know that I actually worked in Tegucigalpa for like a couple of months?
No.
So I was remote, like remote.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, for a while. I mean, my team was here in San Pedro Sula, and I was in Tegucigalpa. I had to move.
That's right. You moved.
I do remember. Okay.
I remember now. That's right. Your little brother told me about how you moved, and then you came back. Oh, my God. I totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was like 2 years ago, so time flies. But yeah, when I was in Tegucigalpa, like, I had to look for ways to engage with my team who was here in San Pedro. You know, so there was that ongoing communication and that awesome team flow that, you know, just make things work.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look for like activities and just things to do that would engage us and would not impact, you know, the cool environment and that great team feeling,
mm-hmm,
that we had back when I was actually here. you know, in San Pedro. So you learn all those things, right? And I think totally, like, the remote culture is something that Partner Hero has pioneered in.
Yeah, remote and having that culture, I think those are like the two key words over here to make sure that being part of a support community is not just a role that you do, but it's something that you're proud of. It's something that you feel happy to be in. And it's funny because I've seen how other teams do that too, and they try to find ways to communicate and connect and bond.
Yeah.
For example, there's another partner over here. They also have, or used to have, associates in Tegucigalpa and in San Pedro Sula.
Mm-hmm.
I see that their team lead, she works remotely 100% of the time.
Okay.
But she would sometimes come to the office at least once a week. And the people that are over here in the city, they would come over too. They would connect over a video call with the rest of the team in Tegucigalpa.
Okay. Okay.
Just to play Bachillerato Stop.
Are you serious?
The one game where you just write different categories with the same letter.
Right.
They would connect to just play that for a little time, like after lunch.
That is so cool.
At like 4 or 5 p.m. And that's just a way to communicate,
right,
and like keep a bond and laugh together. So, you know, it's different. You're not just coming into the office to do a job. You're not just getting online to do your job, answer your tickets, and then go offline and go live your life.
Yeah.
You're actually trying to build a bond with your team.
Right.
And I think that makes all the difference. So basically, I think what the key takeaway of all of this would be is it's up to us, really. We're the new generation, the so-called millennial generation. I think it's both a blessing and a curse.
We both,
I think I'm one of those millennials that loves being called a millennial. I really do.
Really?
I do. There are so many bad connotations on that word, but I love
there
it.
There are.
So many bad connotations, but I do. I think that it was us who created, I think, I'd like to take full credit for taking, you know, for creating working remotely. I think it's life changing. I think it's amazing. And it's those things that have allowed us to create a much more diverse workforce, that have allowed us to create a culture at all when it comes to working and support. And now more and more people are starting to do that over here. Other countries around the world have so much more of a head start than us.
Yeah.
But right now, we're starting something different. We're starting something big, and it's up to us to really have the right attitude, to really not just come in, get online, do the work, but really connect. Connect with your team and connect with the people you're helping with.
Right.
Make sure that the work that you're doing, you're not just doing to get a paycheck, but you're doing to collaborate towards a bigger cause than just you.
Right, exactly.
You're helping others, I
think. Yeah, there's so much more to this than we think. And ultimately, I mean, I would not be surprised if tomorrow someone from another company just comes to us and asks for advice on how to engage or
Absolutely.
How to, like, you know, pioneer in the remote culture, because that's definitely where this is headed to.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yep.
Well, these are our thoughts on the matter. I hope that the one or two listeners that are currently listening to us have some opinions or something to say about it. Feel free to reach out to us via Slack or any other medium.
Totally.
Once again, it's Daniel Hernandez and Larissa Aguirre. We are the podcast with no name. We'll be here with you next week to talk a bit more about support and the community. What's our topic for next week?
For next week, we're going to talk about fear.
The fear of what? The fear of what exactly?
The fear of asking, reaching out, asking for help, or, you know, just expressing your ideas. So that's going to be super interesting.
I have many things to say about that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
Yes. Awesome. So we'll see you next week. And hopefully, if you guys want to reach out to us, give us your opinions so we can discuss them out on the next episode. We'd love to hear them out. Check you out later.
See you.